I'd like to call to order the regularly scheduled Madison Plains Board of Education meeting. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mason?
Here.
Mrs. Anikas?
Here.
Ms. Ryan Shell?
Here.
Mr. Shenrock?
Here.
Mr. Yensel?
Here.
Mr. Eisler and I are also here.
Please rise for pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next, we'll move to public communication. I don't think anybody's signed up. So now we'll move to Section C, student recognition.
Thank you, Mr. President. And Mr. President, it gives me, and members of the, Madam Vice President, members of the board, it gives me great pleasure to call to the podium this evening Lillian Finke. She is here this evening to receive a little bit of recognition for her accomplishments in track and field. And so, don't worry, Lillian, you don't have to stand up. Or, I'm sorry, you don't have to speak. But if you wouldn't mind standing up. Lillian had quite an impressive season this year in track and field. She is only a freshman, so we are quite hopeful that there are some pretty impressive things to come as well for her. But Lillian this spring, and most recently I'll say in the state track meet, she set a school record by clearing 11 feet. Her personal best before then had been 10 feet 8 inches. She cleared 11 feet, and I'm correcting that, correct? So yeah, 10.8 before the state meet, then at the state track meet, cleared 11 feet. And that was good enough for sixth place at the state track meet. And if I remember correctly too, Lillian, you were also conference champ, correct?
Yeah.
And then undefeated, I think, in the pole vault up through the state meet, maybe, or up through the district or regional? Yeah, so really an impressive season, and as I said, we are confident that there are great things ahead for the Shem Lady. So we are very proud of her, and in honor of our appreciation and just to recognize her, we have a certificate for Lillian, so I will give this to you.
So Lillian, please accept our congratulations. Well done. We are proud. And that is for you, and we wish you all the best in the future.
Thank
okay.
you.
So, thank you so much. Congratulations. We're very proud of you.
Thank you.
He usually says it, but I'll say it tonight. You're welcome to stay, but you're also very welcome to leave as well. Thank you for coming.
Have a wonderful evening.
All right, so now we'll move to Section D, employee recognition.
And Mr. President, we do not have any employee recognition this evening.
All right, so we'll move to Section E, board work session. I guess I'll start with Becky and I both went to the Mount Sterling Alumni Association banquet, which was a very nice evening. It's also a mixture of Madison Plains as well. Just a nice night. They had, I think, 140 people there.
Yes.
It was
yes.
a very good turnout. I know, and I should have the date on me, but in September, there's going to be a Madison Plains Alumni Association meeting at the fairgrounds. I want to hype that up and get as much participation as we can. I can't remember the exact date. I'll have it next month.
I believe it's September 17th.
September 17th, good. So hopefully everybody watching out there that we get a good turnout and really start building that organization up. Next, I had mentioned to Chad, he's going to have some more information for us. I think it's a good point for us to reflect and make sure we're doing everything we can to have as safe a campus as we possibly can. Some of the stuff that we'll talk about is more appropriate to be discussed in executive session, but I just wanted us as a board to kind of discuss in one particular thing that I asked Chad to look into is potentially having a resource officer or a police officer here at the campus. So in general, we wanted to get your guys' thoughts on what you thought of that, if that's something you're open to us pursuing and discuss here in open session.
Yeah, I completely agree with a resource officer or something in that capacity. I mean, we have to do all we can do to protect the kids, the staff, the resources, make this a, you know, if we want these kids to learn and feel safe, if they don't feel safe here, how is it going to be a place to learn and be productive? So I completely support it. think the community supports it, I think the teachers support it, and we have to do all we can do to protect the kids at all costs.
I agree.
I agree with it.
I agree. I think it's a good idea. I know there are some other things going on nationwide that we may discuss later.
Right.
But I do think a resource officer is a good idea.
I appreciate it. And kind of even more broadly, I've talked with Superintendent Eisler about having just a mentality of not being complacent with safety stuff as far as making sure all our doors close properly, making sure we're following the protocols when people enter the building. You know, this is a place where hopefully people feel comfortable, so we kind of get lax sometimes and that kind of stuff. So we've kind of, at least from me to him, kind of said, let's make sure that we have, you know, a culture where we keep that kind of stuff in the front of our mind and not get too comfortable and forget safety protocols. So maybe just some additional attention to that would be appropriate.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts? Anybody have anything else for board work session? Excuse me.
I do. I hate to have to do this 2 months in a row, but when I came on, or I got on board there last month, I had two scheduled conflicts out of gate, and I apologize for that. The July 19th, I have to be in State College of Pennsylvania. The 18th and 19th should be it, hopefully, for the rest of the year. I didn't know if it was all possible maybe to look at moving the date. If not, I understand.
Would the 20th, that's the next day, kind of like we did it this month on that Wednesday, would that work for everybody?
That works for me.
All right. So if we get that publicly announced and all that stuff that we need to do.
Sorry about that. Hopefully it's it.
No, good. Same time, same place. 7 o'clock here in the district meeting.
20th works. As long as you didn't go earlier. We're good.
All right. Anybody else have anything for board work session? Now we'll move to Section F, Approval of Board Minutes.
Mr. President, I make the motion that the minutes of the May 17, 2022 meeting be approved as written.
Second. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Ms. Reinschild?
Yes.
Mr. Stonerock?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Section G, Department Reports.
Mr. President, there are no department reports this evening.
All right. Section H, Superintendent Committee Reports.
No committee reports this evening, but I will talk about Facility Advisory Committee in Superintendent Report.
Now, Section I, Treasurer's Report.
Thank you, Mr. Mason. I have a few items before you, including the monthly financial statements, some end-of-year transfers, the amended appropriations at the end of the year for 2022, and then the temporary appropriations for 2023 for approval. So I'll go through those briefly. The spending plan here with the ending the month of May, again, maybe as large as I can. Hope so. We did have some adjustments that were made here at the end of the year, and this is the work that I do alongside the program I use for our five-year forecast, that allows us to make those adjustments to where the posting should be posted. We, for instance, posted a lot of our property taxes into just general real estate instead of dividing those taxes between the public utility personal property tax and general real estate. They're all taxes, they're all general fund, that's all correct, but it's a better accounting of where those funds should be. So you see that $1,360,000 negative adjustment and then the positive adjustment right below it for the personal property. So that's how we make those adjustments there. So that's for the month of May for the property tax. And then we also made the adjustments, the final adjustments for the Fair School Funding Plan and how the funding flowed through the district, so we still had to make some adjustments for the open enrollment in and out. So that revenue decreased. You see there $227,000. That's an adjustment for that open enrollment in. That's the revenue coming into the district. and then you see on the way down to here the $402,241, that's the expenditure going out for students open enrolled out that would normally get paid to other districts. So we had that cleanup to do, which we were able to post just fine. But it does, it is an odd accounting for the month because it looks like we have negative revenue of $200,000 for the month when you total up all those adjustments. But I also have the updated five-year forecast numbers figured in to the spending plan here for May, and they also agree to the amended budget, the budget amounts there. So everything's in agreement. With that being said, you'll see where we're at with those estimates. We're within 0.3% of our revenue estimates and 0.8% of our expenditure estimates. We look to end the year right now with $4,349,000. It could be $4,499,000, depends on where we end up. Those are still estimates for the month of June. Revenues on the year, we're down 21%, but again, that's the adjustments for the advances we're no longer taking. So we had to make those adjustments as well this year. Same point in time as last year, we're down 6.5% on our revenue. So there's that negative revenue number for the month, which is odd. And then on the expenditure side, again, we had the adjustments to expenditures too. So our expenditures are going to look like we were artificially low this month and this year actually as well. So we're down 14% on the year for our expenditures. And at this same point in time last year, we're down 4.3%. So just keep that in mind moving forward. And then again, we ended the month of May with $5,366,000. We looked to end the year based on our estimates with $4,499,000. And that shows us right on our trend line right here. And so we look to finish much better than we have in years past, almost as high as we've ever been since we've been keeping this spreadsheet. So even with those adjustments to the property tax advances, not taking them, and the adjustments with the Fair School Funding Plan, we're still doing fairly well here in the district, largely due to the income tax renewal and the income tax coming in strong, which it is here in the district. Any questions on the financial reports? No, I went there a little fast, but it's all good news. And the amended appropriations, I'll just pull them up briefly so you see what we're working with here. Our general funds at $14.3 million, all funds in total, $19.3 million. Then the temporary appropriations for next year, same document, same format. Next year's appropriations align with our five-year forecast, and we have $15.4 million here in the general fund, $18.2 million overall. This does not include all of our grants that won't get appropriated until next year when those get awarded and budgeted. And it also doesn't include the student activity accounts, which we don't budget for until the advisors turn in those forms. So they don't get budgets, they can't start spending money until they get those forms in. So it doesn't include those either. And the transfers would be the last thing here. They are end of year transfers. We have the drug testing fund, that's the board support of the drug testing fund. So if any student we don't collect on, the board still wants those students drug tested, we still have to pay for it. So we have a transfer there from the general fund to the 011 drug testing fund. And then we also have the allocation of the FFA farm rent. That's the $20,000 that we receive from the FFA for the farm rent each year. It's allocated between the junior high, which the 2689 was what they ended the year with a negative balance in the junior high, which normally happens. The junior high typically doesn't support itself just by itself. And then the remainder goes to the high school there, the $17,000 for a total of $20,000. That's a transfer from the general fund to the athletics fund. And then we have a couple cleanup items there. You see the one is just 8 cents, but we can't leave that fund in the red. So it's an overspend, it was overspent in the grant. So if the grant can't support it, the general fund has to. Same thing with the one to a larger degree down below, still only $1,693. So it's to correct for that accounting where we overspent slightly in that grant account. The allocation may have been reduced, but we have to make sure that we end the year with that not being in the red. So the total from the general fund to all of those funds is $23,240.53. So the transfers, of course, are required to be approved by the board. And that is all that I have in my report for this evening.
Okay. Mr. President, I make the motion that upon recommendation of the treasurer, the board approve financial items I-6 through I-9.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Zinnikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Ms. Reinschel?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
I move to Section J, Superintendent's Report.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just one item that I did not put on the agenda, and I apologize, Mr. Mustang, for this, but I did, you were talking about the class reunions. I also wanted to mention that the Madison South is having a reunion this coming weekend up in what is now the intermediate school. That would have been their high school, and have been working with the gentleman who is heading that up, and they will have about 200 former alums at the event on Saturday night. So very happy for that, and pleased to be able to have them come back into their old high school and reminisce a little bit, and that'll be nice. So looking forward to having them. Couple of items for my superintendent's report this evening. Twice every year, I'm required to provide the board with an update on bullying numbers. And so I do that, I try to do that after every semester. So I try to do it in January after the first semester is over, and then I try to do it in June when the second semester is over. And so this second semester at the K-6 building, there were no incidents of bullying reported. So none obviously verified or unverified. At the 712 building, there were 8 incidents of bullying that were alleged. 3 of them were verified, 5 of them were not. So those are the numbers for the second semester. So I share that with you. The next item that I have, just for in terms of discussion items, as we have talked about in some past board meetings, we have a facilities core committee that has begun to get together. It is a group of about 10 to 12 people who have begun gathering to discuss our facilities and how it is we would like to move forward in terms of engaging our community. That group has met a few times, and in the last couple of meetings, we have begun planning for what is going to be called a Facilities Advisory Committee. So we've had the Facilities Core Committee, we will now have the Facilities Advisory Committee as well. And that group is going to be a group of people who are going to get together probably 5 or 6 times over the course of a few months. And they are going to, and it will be somewhere probably in the ballpark of 50 to 70 people. And they are going, that group of people, and what we are trying to do by design is we are working to try to get a representative sampling from the community, especially the 7 townships that make up our school district. And so we have been working to reach out to people to invite those people that we feel would be important to have at the table. And ultimately, everyone will have an opportunity. There will be a community meeting or two as well. But these folks are being asked to serve so that they can then take the word out to the people that they know in the community and share about what is happening. And so this first Facilities Advisory Committee meeting is going to be Monday, August 1st at 7 o'clock p.m. in the high school commons. So we are looking forward to that group. That will be important. And again, that group is going to meet probably 5 or 6 times over the course of a few months We don't, the rest of those meetings are not planned out at this point in time. We're going to kind of let that group decide how frequently they want to meet. Do they want to meet once a month, twice a month? How fast do they want to go? And so, but we are working out to reach out to them, and I wanted to keep the board apprised as to where we stand with that. So that is some exciting work. We feel good about that, and it is something that is desperately needed. Our facilities continue to struggle and decline. We're doing the best that we can to work to take care of them, but these trailers, for example, the modular units, they were slated to have a lifespan of 10 to 15 years. We just completed year 10, and they are beginning to see some issues. Our high school is 50 years old, and the HVAC system in that building is incredibly difficult. When it breaks, it is incredibly difficult to get parts because it's just so old. And when you can find parts, they're very expensive. So we are experiencing some issues and concerns, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. But we need to have a conversation, and so we're going to do that, and we're excited to engage our community, because ultimately the schools belong to the community. And so it will be up to them in terms of what they want to do to provide buildings for their children to learn in. So it's an important conversation. We look forward to having it. I did also want to provide the board with a quick update too. Playground equipment has been ordered. So we are looking forward to that. We are told, and of course with all the delays in supply chain and things like that right now, I'm cautiously optimistic, because we are being told that it should be here before school starts. So we are excited about that part of it. And then the company that we purchased it from, they are going to do the installation. All we have to do is clear the ground. So we will work to do that, but we are excited about that. The other thing that I will mention, we've had a little bit of work done in the parking lot already this summer to replace some of the spots where the pavement was particularly bad. Then later on in the summer, in July, and preferably, we've targeted the week of fair, because we know that's when a lot of things are going to shut down here. So we've targeted the week of fair, but at some point, either that week or the week after, and some of that's weather dependent too, the parking lots will have to be closed for a little bit so that we can resurface them. So that is work that is also scheduled for this summer too, along with a whole lot of other stuff. But those two things are important. So it's all important, but those are the ones I'm mentioning tonight. And then the other item I just wanted to mention very quickly for you is the tolls report. It is attached for your perusal in the agenda. So we have that from Mr. Mason and Dr. Hoadley over at tolls. So feel free to read that. And Mr. President, that is all I have for discussion items this evening.
Thank you. Now we'll move to Section K, Policy and Governance.
And Mr. President, just a couple of items for you there. We have our second and final reading of the wellness plan. There have been no changes to that since last month. And then the other item that we have before the board this evening is the Madison Plains Student Parent Handbook for school year 2022-2023.
Mr. President, I make the motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve policy and governance items K2 and K3.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Stendron?
Yes.
Ms. Reinschild?
Yes.
Ms. Sinikas?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Now move to Section L, business.
And Mr. President, we have a number of items in the business section this evening. There is an agreement with Invo Healthcare for physical therapy for one of our students. There is an agreement with DataPath for technology, network monitoring, and some other services. So that agreement is there. There is a motion to approve Melanie Moss Lenz, who is one of our recently retired teachers, to serve in a capacity to help support us with our initiative for multi-tiered systems of support, MTSS. So that is there. We have our tentative agreement for the board's approval tonight. for the collective bargaining agreement with MPEA. We also have the tentative agreement for the board's approval tonight for OPSI. So excited to have both of those before the board this evening. There is a motion before the board this evening for our summer school program. And then we have contracts with Rumpke and HR Imaging Partners. And then there is a service agreement with the Licking County ESC for a vision screening. Our ESC simply could not do that for us. And so we had to reach out to the Licking County ESC. Apparently they do that as well. And so that item is before the board this evening also.
Mr. President, I move make the motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve business items L2 through L10.
Second.
Discussion. I just wanted to say I appreciate all the hard work that your team and the union's team put together. I know the negotiations are not a fun process, but appreciate the hard work that everybody put into that. Roll call, please.
Mr. Sundaro.
Yes.
Ms. Sinikas.
Yes.
Mr. Yensel.
Yes.
Ms. Reinschild?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Move to Section M, Personnel.
And Mr. President, a rather lengthy personnel section this evening, which is somewhat typical at this time of year. But we have a number of resignations here. We have a motion to award supplemental contracts. We have a motion to employ some casual labor for the summer to help with cleaning. We have a motion to employ our summer school staff. And then we have a number of motions down below then to employ some teachers, one administrator who is moving from one administrative position to another within the district. And then also a bus driver who accepted the position this afternoon. So very pleased about that. And I just would want to say to all of those who are leaving the organization, we want to thank them for their support or for their service. We certainly do appreciate that. It takes all of us in the organization to be able to do what we need to do. And so their contributions are very much appreciated. So thank you to each and every one of those folks who work to make Madison Plains a better school district.
Mr. President, I make the motion that upon the recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve personnel items M2 through M14.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stonegro?
Yes.
Ms. Reinschild?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
We have a section N, donations.
Mr. President, three donations this evening, and we are grateful for each and every one of them. The first one I would like to just talk a little bit about for just a minute. The first donation is in the amount of $20,000 from Madison Health. It is the first of five donations of that amount over the course of 5 years. And that is, they are giving that to us specifically for the purposes of to support things related to the athletic department. Obviously, that is a natural connection for the hospital because sometimes we have athletes who get hurt and then they end up having to see a doctor. And so there's a natural connection there. And so Madison Health has reached out, and Madison Health, they are being very generous. I know they are doing that for some of the other districts that are, I'll say, contiguous with them in the county. And so we are appreciative of the fact that they have included us with that as well. But a very nice donation on their part. And then Kaylee Mass has donated $150 to the FFA. We are appreciative of that donation as well. And then the Athletic Boosters are donating $105.23 to the High School Key Club. So we are very appreciative of that donation as well.
Mr. President, I make the motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the following donations.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mr. Stonegrove?
Yes.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Ms. Reinschild?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Next is Section O, New Business. Nothing, man. Second, public communication section. I don't believe we have anybody signed up. So lastly, we'll go to executive session. I move that we enter into executive session for the purpose of the following items allowed under Ohio Revised Code 121.22G, Section 1, to discuss the employment, and compensation of a public employee. Section 5, to discuss matters required to be kept confidential by federal law or rules or state statute. And Section 6, specialized details of security arrangements.
Second.
Discussion?
A time, please.
Sorry. Enter into executive session at 7:30. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Ms. Ryan Schill?
Yes.
Mr. Stonerop?
Yes.
Mr. Yancel?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0 for an executive session.
No action will be taken after the executive session. Our next regularly scheduled meeting is July 20th at 7 p.m. here in the district meeting.